Has obviously gone over the after you get beat. How would you compare last night to some of the others?
Well, it's obviously disappointing. I don't know that it's more disappointing than a close game or because they all count the same at the end. But obviously it was somber. There's a lot of guys kind of keeping to themselves, and it's a lot of work to put in to a game plan to go out and play like that. So obviously it's disappointing for all of us.
Zach, did it seem that you guys got away from what you do offensively? Did it seem you weren't playing your traditional Saints offensive football?
Well, we certainly weren't as productive as we're accustomed to being. In terms of the plays, the plays were all, things in our offense. And obviously, again, our balance wasn't there. Some of that is a product of the situation that we put ourselves in by not producing early and getting behind. The production is certainly not what we're accustomed to, and certainly an odd feeling as an offense. In terms of the actual offense, it's, all normal stuff.
Zach, what was going on, the confusion or whatever it was on the when you decided to go for it on fourth down?
I think, first we came off the field, it's fourth down, we came off the field. Then I think they had sent the punt team on because the offense ran off, and Joe wanted to go for it. So then we kind of turned around, and by that point, we were low on the play clock, so they took a timeout. And, it was something that we had said going into the game that we were going to be aggressive. And we weren't going there to compete. We were going to, to try to give ourselves a chance to win. And that's what we did. And obviously we didn't convert there. But the confusion, I think, was more so us running off the field because it was fourth down than anything. And it kind of got us behind on the play clock.
How big of a momentum shift did you feel with that, not being able to convert on fourth down?
Well, obviously, it's a big play because you're putting your defense on a short field, at that point, we hadn't really converted on third downs to that point, which is again something that we're not accustomed to. You never want to leave your defense in that type of situation. It's a disappointment as an offense. I don't know that it's a mental shift. But certainly a disappointment, and it's a situation that you can't put your defense in.
Zach, can you put your finger on what's gone wrong with the running game? Last in the league and struggled again against Denver.
You could probably put your fingers on it. I don't know that you could put your finger. This really isn't a cliche comment. It's not. It's not one thing. It's a lot of things. Plays where the offensive line is blocking well. We might miss a block on the edge. We might miss a hole. Plays that the edge is blocked well and the running back's in the right hole, we're missing a block. There's just a lack of consistency in it. I think when you look at that game, I think we had a lot of positive runs. We had a pretty substantial loss on a crack play where the defense, where a very good defensive end gets upfield, was able to make a play. We ran a zone into a weak blitz that we couldn't see the way they were formated. So you get some negative plays in situations like that, and when you get into a game that kind of has the flow that one did, where we were behind, it doesn't give you an opportunity to really grind out a bunch of running plays. We just have to be more successful when we get a chance to. And obviously we've talked all year, it's an important thing for our offense. It makes things kind of go in our offense when the running game's moving. And it's not easy to put your finger on one thing because it's really more complicated than that.
Zach, go ahead.
I imagine by Wednesday you're going to want to have your head clear and put this game behind you. But as of where you're at right now, how did yesterday's loss affect you?
Well, it's disappointing. I don't you know, we don't put that kind of work in to have outcomes like that, and so that's frustrating. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, we haven't lost like that in New Orleans since I've been here, and so you know, the fact of the matter is, you have to move on the same way that you would after a big win. You have to kind of put the game behind you, and every week is a different week, and you know, it's the good thing is, it seems like the more disappointing the game, the better the week of practice after, and that's really, as a player, that's all you can focus on, is trying to get better and trying to improve. And you know, obviously this is a step backwards for us, and it's disappointing, but you know, like you said, by Wednesday you got to move on.
Zach, do you concern yourself with the possibility of a woe is me attitude kind of creeping in here with the record at 2-5 with eight, you know, midpoint of the season?
I think it's human nature to have that feeling. I think that the message in our locker room has always been very much that it's just not, if it's not a positive step forward, it's not worth having. And you know, feeling bad for yourself or you know, getting down in this situation is just not going to fix anything. It's not going to make anything better. It's just going to make everyone, you know, kind of miserable. And at the end of the day, the goal is to win games, and having that attitude is not going to win anything for us. You know, the great thing about our locker room is, you know, come Wednesday, this game will be flushed, and we have to move on because it's the only way to get any better. It's the only way to give ourselves a chance to win next week.
Zach, back on the running game, y'all had, counting the fourth down play, y'all had six situations, third and short, and you threw on every one of them. I know you don't call the plays, but when you don't try to run the ball on third and short, what does that reflect? Does that mean that they've given up on the running game, or is it just, hey, this is what we think is going to work best?
Well, I think you know, as an offense, you say, you know, where's our best opportunity in being successful, and I think that all of us agree now, and have always agreed that putting the ball in Drew's hand is always a good option for us, no matter what. And we're never going to complain or question giving Drew a chance to make a play. He's our best player, and he's a guy that we really ride. And obviously, he's not going to be any more happy with the results of those third downs than we are. But at the end of the day, you know, we trust very much in Coach Carmichael and the plays that he calls, and more than anything, we trust Drew. And putting the ball in his hands is always going to be okay with us.
Zach, do you guys feel a little bit of responsibility, especially yesterday, for, I guess, the poor showing from the defense, because you guys had him out there on the field a lot?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously, you look at our third down percentage, and you come out of a game, I don't know exactly what it was, I think it was 1 of 13 or 1 of 12 or 0 of 12, something like that. You know, you're not going to win the time of possession. And if you leave an offense on the field for that much time in a game, they're going to wear a defense down. And, you know, that's on us. I mean, they're not having – our defense doesn't have an opportunity to succeed if we can't possess the ball, stay on the field, especially with a quarterback like that. You know, eventually – you know, that team is going to wear your defense down. And in the second half especially, we really didn't stay on the field enough to give them a chance.
Philadelphia comes into this game on Monday night, a desperate team as well. What is something that pops into your head when you hear Eagles defense?
Well, they've always been a fast, aggressive defense. Even after the coaching change, they've kind of always maintained that it's a fast defense. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to come after you. It's changed a little bit since we played it last. You know, their defense in general, they're really very similar now to kind of a Detroit Lions. They're using wide nine techniques. It's really built to be aggressive, to rush the passer. And, you know, they're going to bring pressure. You know, I haven't seen the breakdown of them yet, but I'm sure that they're ranked high in you know, the amount of pressures they're bringing, and that's always been kind of their defensive MO. So, you know, it'll be a challenge. You know, they've got a lot of talent on that side of the ball.
Zach, could the 2-5 start at all be maybe an indirect result of the rough offseason and and even the season in terms of, you know, off the field stuff? I mean, are we seeing the fallout from
Hey, obviously, it's hard to say what that accounts for exactly. You know, how many games does that lose you or win you? Or I think it's naive to say it doesn't have any effect. You know, at the end of the day, and I've said this before, when you're on the field, it's not in your head. It's not what you're thinking of. And at the end of the day, we're paid to make plays and to perform and to win games. And, you know, we haven't done that as players. And so while, yeah, I'm sure that there is an effect there, it's hard to say exactly what it is, but it's really irrelevant because regardless of circumstances, our job is to win, and we haven't done that.
Zach, you started off by saying that you got to treat a big loss as no different than a close loss. How hard is it, though, to really feel that way inside? I mean, and how tough an assignment is that to just file it as just another loss, not one as lopsided as it was?
Well, I think that the perception is the more you get beat by, the worse you feel about it. I think having a chance to win a game and having it slip through your fingers is probably harder mentally to deal with mentally. You know, we obviously got in a game where we didn't play well on either side of the ball. You don't want to be in that situation, especially with the hole that we've dug ourselves. We can't afford to have games like that. But, I mean, personally, it's mentally harder to lose a very close game that you had a chance to win or should have won and didn't than it is to have a game like that. I think it's more embarrassing to have a game like that than it is mentally difficult.